This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives will take the historic step of drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani says the president is spoiling for a fight in the Senate.
A somber Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the historic announcement, saying he's abused his power, undermining national security and jeopardizing the integrity of America's elections through his actions toward Ukraine.
The president leaves us no choice.
It comes a day after three legal experts told the House Judiciary Committee the president's moves merit impeachment. But Doug Collins and the panel's Republicans again label the impeachment push a sham.
This president, as facts were given, did nothing wrong. Nothing to be impeached.
The president himself tweets, if Democrats are going to impeach him, do it now, fast, so he can get a fair trial in the Senate. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A senior State Department official said Thursday Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to recent protests that swept the country. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook told reporters at the State Department on Thursday the U.S. has seen video of one incident in which more than 100 people were shot and killed.
We have seen reports of many hundreds more killed in and around Tehran. And as the truth is trickling out of Iran, it appears the regime could have murdered over 1,000 Iranian citizens since the protests began.
Hook cited unspecified reports and provided no evidence of the death toll. Amnesty International, meanwhile, recently said more than 200 people were killed in the recent unrest over economic hardship. Stocks were slightly higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow added 0.1%, the S&P climbed 0.15%, the NASDAQ gained 0.05%. This is VOA News. U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced charges against two notorious Russian cyber criminals, accusing them of engaging in a decade-long crime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars in losses to victims around the world. 32-year-old Maxim Yakubets and 37-year-old Igor Turashev were key figures in a Russian hacking group known as Evil Corp. They allegedly used malicious software to steal more than $100 million from hundreds of banks and financial institutions in more than 40 countries. Brian Benchkowski is the Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department Criminal Division.
Sitting quietly at computer terminals far, far away, these cyber criminals allegedly stole tens of millions of dollars from unwitting members of our business, nonprofit, governmental, and religious communities.
Both men remain at large. The U.S. State Department announced a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Yakubets. France's public transport networks ground to a near halt Thursday as unions dug in for a nationwide strike. As Reuters' Francesca Lina reports, it's aimed at forcing President Emmanuel Macron to abandon plans to overhaul the country's Byzantine pension system.
President Emmanuel Macron wants to simplify France's unwieldy pension system, which comprises more than 40 different plans, many with different retirement ages and benefits. He says the system is unfair and too costly, and is angling for a single points-based system under which, for each euro contributed, every pensioner has equal rights. But hard-left unions want to force Macron to abandon the overhaul by crippling transport networks, closing schools, and leaving garbage piled high.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. A company that claims to have the first drug to slow mental decline from Alzheimer's disease made its case to scientists Thursday. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The drug is called Ducanumab, and its goal is to help the body clear harmful plaques or protein clumps from the brain. Its developers stopped studies earlier this year because it didn't seem to be working, then did a stunning about-face in October and said new results suggest it was effective at a higher dose. Mary Carrillo is with the Alzheimer's Association and had no role in the study.
These are really uncharted waters for the Alzheimer's community, and what we can say about a 23% reduction in cognitive decline is that it is the largest reduction that we have seen to date in a clinical study.
The company leading the development of the drug, Biogen, says it will seek FDA approval early next year. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.